A cultural history of chocolate. A.
Chocolate. That delicious, dark brown, mood-altering delight. For more than 3,000 years was consumed primarily as a drink. While our modern conception of chocolate as a solid bar differs from its earliest mode of culinary delivery, the cultural significance has stayed relatively constant across the centuries. It is a currency of pleasure, luxury, and ritual. Cacao and its seeds, or cocoa beans, have historical significance with the Olmec, Maya, and Aztec peoples, a significance that depends upon the context each culture provides. An Olmec site has yielded at least one ceramic container that evidences the preparation of cacao as a beverage dating to roughly 1900 BC. The Olmec were the first major civilization in Mesoamerica. Unfortunately, they did not use written language, so we know very little besides what their abandoned sites can tell us. But it is generally agreed that they were the first to domesticate the cacao tree, that the beverages they made from cacao were used for medicinal and ceremonial purposes, and that their cultural lineage extended through the Maya and Aztec empires.
B.
The Maya, in contrast, left behind a rich record of data regarding their fondness for cacao drinks, which they associated with the gods. Incidentally, Carl Linnaeus, founder of taxonomy, clearly had this legend in mind when he named the plant Theobroma cacao in the 18th century. Theobroma from the Greek for food of the gods, and cacao being a European derivative of the indigenous Mayan cacao. The Maya also had a hieroglyph representing cacao in their art, and left behind depictions of rudimentary recipes for production. For the Maya, the cacao beverage was a treasured drink of the ruling class, and a treat for families who cultivated cacao in their home gardens. For the drink, the beans were fermented, dried, and roasted, much like today, then ground and mixed with a variety of spices to form a paste that was heated and poured from vessel to vessel to produce a frothy foam.
C.
For the Aztecs, cacao beans were both a valuable commodity and a major form of currency and tribute payment in their empire. The neighbouring towns of Tenochtitlan and Tlatelolco each had large, well-organised markets that were visited by all the surrounding townspeople. Watched over by special government officials who ensured that weights, measures and prices matched the quality of goods, the Aztec market included both vendors of prepared chocolate and dealers of raw beans. The honest cacao seller would divide the beans into separate piles according to their origin. Dishonest dealers, meanwhile, used various ruses to sell counterfeit beans, artificially colouring inferior lots of cacao, or even disguising worthless avocado seeds with cacao hulls to fool customers. The Aztecs also used cacao ritually, both to be drunk during ceremonies and even symbolically in acts of human sacrifice. In this context, the cacao pod would symbolise the human heart.
D.
There are competing theories on the etymology of the word chocolate, but most have at least some connection to the Aztec language of Nahuatl. Some attribute the word to the Nahuatl word xocolatl, meaning bitter water, and it was indeed bitter, being sweetened with honey for those who preferred it that way. Another theory suggests the word is a hybrid of a Mayan word chocol, which means hot, and the Nahuatl word atl, meaning water, thus hot water. It could also be a combination of cacao and atl, simply cacao water. Any way you look at it, the word chocolate itself represents a combination of Maya and Aztec cultures, an appropriate blend considering the historical transmission of knowledge through the cacao trade. When enthusiasm for chocolate spread across Europe, European colonies in Africa and Malaysia began to raise cocoa, as the cacao bean came to be called in Europe.
E.
It was not until 1828 that chocolate changed from a sacred drink to the solid bar we know today, through the addition of cocoa butter. Not only did Conrad Johannes van Houten of the Netherlands create the process of manufacturing cocoa butter, but he also discovered how to treat chocolate with Alcalisto to remove the bitter taste that had until that point been characteristic of chocolate. While the addition of chili had long since been dropped from the recipes by Europeans, vanilla was often retained, along with milk and sugar, the latter being unavailable to the Aztecs. Thus, chocolate, as we know it, came into existence after several thousand years of being consumed in liquid form with a pungent, bitter taste. These days, producers of chocolate are experimenting even further by adding not just sugar and milk, but chili, lavender, mint, and other flavours, giving us new forms, new uses, and new tastes, all continually inspired by its divine origins.